You good to go?
Yeah, rolling.
Hidden within this sprawling desert, 250 miles south of Cairo, the public will soon lay their eyes on the Holdens' groundbreaking research, and the father-daughter team could rewrite history as we know it. As you can see, the pyramid behind me has only three sides, not four like the Giza pyramids. This architectural feat singles it out as an exception in this region.
We're gonna have to start over because the barking is covering everything you're saying.
Oh, damn it. What's wrong with those dogs?
Whose are they anyway? Just feral dogs running around. Someone get a shotgun or something? Can we get rid of these dogs, please? You're crazy. All right, let's go. Go again.
Okay, Sonny. Whenever you're ready, we're good to go.
Okay, the way this works is I'll ask you a question. You'll try to incorporate the question into your response. Like if I ask you your name, you would say...
Dr. Miles Holden.
Wrong.
Oh, all right. My name is Dr. Miles Holden.
That's what I'm talking about. Could you tell us what exactly you're looking for?
Yeah, there are certain ancient texts which refer to this geographic area as the possible site of the lost pyramid of Akhenaten, which may be related to the particular and unusual three-sided architecture of our pyramid.
Just need to quickly check your mic.
Yeah, it's a little windy out here.
It's a great shot.
Yeah?
Just don't step backwards.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
All right,
you tell me when.
Pyramids, hit me with it. Action.
Whatever we're looking at, this is not the pyramid of King Akhenaten. The structure that we're dealing with is buried below the surface. It takes millennia for sand to build up that high, which means that this structure predates the reign of Akhenaten by generations.
Why are so many people against the satellites?
Most archaeologists are trapped in time when it comes to reworking methodologies and assimilating new evidence into existing historical frameworks. Mm. Proving an older genealogy for Egyptian history basically means throwing everything that they have been working on their entire lives into question.
Isn't that what you're trying to do?
No. No, not exactly. See, I respect the work that they have done, but we just need to know when it's time to innovate. Most of our pyramid is buried deep beneath the desert. Here is the scan.
Dude, look at the size of that thing. That has got to be 600 feet on each side.
See this tunnel here?
Yeah.
This is our way in. It leads directly to the apex of the pyramid.
The apex?
It's the tip of the pyramid.
You know, pyramids don't normally have apexes at the entrance.
But this one does.
Who dug the tunnel?
We don't know yet. It's also part of our discovery.
Nora, tell me about the satellites.
Well, I'm not the first archaeologist to break ground using satellite technology, but I was inspired to apply it after an article that I read about SETI out of New Mexico.
SETI?
Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. They were using the satellites to search for traces of water underneath the surface of Mars.
So I thought we were here to talk about Egypt, not aliens.
What do you think about all those theories? About aliens coming to Earth and that the pyramids are just giant transmitters?
Well, come on, even I have my limits.
They see these, how these ridges form a kind of a barrier around the pyramid. Yeah.
Dad, could you please stop touching buttons that you don't understand?
Mm. So, where was that taken?
It doesn't matter when it was taken.
I said where.
This technology, this satellite stuff, is such a small part of what we're doing. We should be talking about archaeology, about the pyramid, about Akhenaten.
Actually, the whole satellite angle is what interested the network in the first place. You know, it's the dawn of a new age in archaeology, using the future to understand the past.
Anything else I'm not supposed to see?
Would you just mind your own business? Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You are my business, all right? You are my business.
Archaeology used to be about digs and dirt. But we've lost the raw sensation with all this technological mediation.
Great. How was that, Fitz?
Oh, it was award-winning.
Okay, let's wrap up. We're done for the day.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. No, no, I'm fine, Mom. I'm fine. Don't worry, okay? Cairo is far, far away, and we're supposed to break through tomorrow. So if we get far enough, we'll be safer underground than we will be in a war bunker. No, I'm not taking it lightly. I'm just trying to focus on my work. Could you please not worry? You know, Dad is enough to handle as it is. Okay, I love you too. I do. All right, well, tell it to me. You know what, Mom, I have to go. All right, I'll call you tomorrow. I love you, bye. Zahira, get your metallogen out of here.
Allow me to introduce you to Shorty. He's gonna be our first set of eyes and ears inside after we make initial breakthrough. Yeah. He stands just over 1 foot tall with 6 wheels on a rocker bogey suspension system, which was originally designed by NASA for their Mars rovers to allow them to travel over the rough Martian terrain.
I bet this thing's a real babe magnet, eh?
Some of the missions Shorty's been on are...
Michael Zahir, a robotics engineer. But it seems he wasn't briefed on which million-dollar territories he would be exploring.
Oh, don't you worry, Nora. I've got 2 primary camera feeds sending back real-time footage to our command center, so everything Shorty sees is permanently recorded. Right, partner?
Mm. Look out. Yeah, cute.
Look out.
We're not shooting Days of Our Lives. Stop wasting your memory space.
Oh, come on. People would love to see these 2 nerds get freaky.
Aspergillus.
What's aspergillus?
Inhalation of toxic air. It's actually not as uncommon as it sounds.
What causes it?
A fungi, usually found in caves and tombs, structures that have been sealed off.
This pyramid could be way older than even I had originally thought.
Nora, please, stop spinning out your wild theories. I'm trying to reassure the university that we are going to be doing things on schedule, and that has to be turned off.
Nobody goes near that pyramid without my permission, all right? And nobody mentions the word curse. Understood? I don't want any of that crazy nonsense on my site.
Our site.
Oh, God. Damn, sand. What?
What's wrong? No, you can't shut us down, okay? We're about to launch Shorty.
Look, it's not us, it's the government. The Ministry of Antiquities is ordering all research teams in the area to pull out immediately. They want you cleared out in 24 hours.
Well, when will we be able to resume the excavation?
We don't know yet.
I'm sorry, what? I don't understand.
You've been in the desert too long. You should see what's happening in the streets of Cairo. It's mayhem. Wide-scale violence between the military and the protesters. They're fearing a civil war.
Right, but this isn't Cairo.
Yeah, we are in the middle of the desert.
You don't get it. Hey, I'm sorry, Miles, but you have to be out by tomorrow morning.
God, we are so close.
There goes Miami.
Nora, this is not a discussion, all right? The final answer is no. Thank you. Inta, Dailavan. Now, would you please hand these out to everybody you see around here? This place needs to look like we were never here by morning.
Wait, what is going on?
It's all written down there. This is not a conference. Now, just go, please. Yalla, yalla, yalla.
So, that's it. That's it.
All right, and what would you like me to do?
How about anything? You barely put up a fight.
I don't fight battles. I can't win, all right? I have got a career to think of, and so do you. Don't forget that.
Okay. But we can't walk away from here with nothing to show.
I am not...
Dad, please, this is the find of the century. And you're going to give up when we are this close. We owe this to our name. What's the harm?
Besides toxic air poisoning.
Look, we won't go in ourselves, okay? We'll just send in Shorty. He can take some readings and some pictures. A couple of hours. Nobody will even know that we were gone. Dad, I know what you're thinking. Look me in the eye and tell me that you don't want to see what's going on in that pyramid. Trust me.
Got it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, Captain Egypt is following you and he doesn't look happy.
Hold on. Hold on, let me talk to him real quick.
قالكم امر برحيل
ايش هذا
طب ليه بتنزلوا حاجاتكم
مشكله
انا حفضل معاكم لحد ما تسيبوا المكان ده حالا
طيب طيب
لو ما طلعتوش الطياره بكره ممكن اخسر رتبتي
طيب خلاص
Zahir. لازم What is he saying
He's saying that he's wondering why we still have our stuff here he's okay. here to supervise us make sure we get on the plane tomorrow
Tell him not to worry that we are wrapping things up that everything is
خلاص.
On schedule
خلاص
Dad,
خلاص رحيم بكره
بكره تروحوا فاهم
فاهم فاهم طيب
Check out.
No, don't even think about it, Nora. There's no way you're going in there.
Actually, according to the meters, it's showing minimal traces of toxic fumes, but definitely below dangerous levels. But I'm assuming it's because we're still close to the entrance. Can you enhance that? Get out of my workspace, please. It's a $3 million rover. Yeah, I can enhance
it. Zoom in right there. Make that large. Zoom in.
Dad, please.
What?
Ah, that, this says slaughter. This says God.
Yeah, this one says underworld.
What? Really?
Relax, Fitzy. These are just symbols to scare away grave robbers.
Curved stick, staff.
What the hell is that?
That, my dear, is the symbol of Osiris.
Osiris?
He's the god of the afterlife.
He's also considered by the Egyptians as the first pharaoh. Oh, my God. Okay, what was that?
It must have been a dog. Got in somehow. They left the opening unguarded. Let's just keep our wits sharp, all right?
lost all external control. Both the camera feeds. Hold on, hold on. Damn dogs. Hold on. Shorty's offline. I gotta go get him.
No, you are not going in there. We have no idea what's in there. It could be fumes still. No, be realistic, Zahir.
Be realistic. I just told you how much that rover costs, okay? It's on loan. Does he not know how this works?
We can't even be here. We have to be in a plane.
And you don't think NASA's gonna be pissed to find out we lost their rover?
Okay, but just the two of us.
That is not happening. Okay, we have no idea if we're gonna be able to come back here. You're crazy if you think I'm not going in there with you.
The camera goes everywhere you do. You agreed to that back in the U.S.
Actually, I'm all right to just hang back here. You guys can go.
You get your ass in there.
Okay.
Hope you brought those extra batteries. We're gonna need them.
Oh, I thought we were the only ones filming.
It's my version of a notebook. I don't want to miss anything.
You ready?
Yeah, we're coming. Let's go.
How are we supposed to get Shorty out if it doesn't work?
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, he doesn't know either.
So, I think these flares might help us take care of our stray dog problem.
Hey, he's saying we can't go in there.
Rolling?
Arguk,
yeah. Tell him to calm down.
I'm trying.
Let me try to talk to him.
What are they saying?
I can't get it. They're going too fast.
Habibi, ehda. Habibi. Min akhle akh. Min asri. Min masri.
He's making a plea of some kind. From one Egyptian to another.
I think it's working.
I'm going to go.
Shukran.
Bawaidak.
All right, guys, we got 2 hours to get Shorty. What's that for?
It's just something to help us find our way back. You know, in case we decide to go in a little further.
Further. Great. They don't seriously expect us to wear these, do they?
Yeah. Guess so.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Watch your step. The structure could collapse at any moment. And don't touch anything. Stay close.
Imagine, the last people who walked these tunnels died thousands of years ago. Egyptians only said about 5 feet tall, so watch your heads.
It's a little taller in here.
The dogs couldn't have dragged him too far.
Which way do we go now? No, no!
Michael, what's wrong?
Oh, God. I'm dead.
Ooh. NASA's gonna be pissed.
I'm dead. I'm freaking dead.
Death and music. Tune up, mate. I'm sure we can find the rest of him.
I'm gonna find him.
Hey, Doc, is this the apex thing you're talking about?
What's up there?
there's only one way to find out.
Oh, be careful.
Please don't fall.
See here. Give me a hand. Come on. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh! All right, I almost have the light. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
All right. Okay?
Oh, guys, you gotta come check this out.
What do you see?
Just come up here.
I've never seen anything like this before.
I thought this thing was supposed to be a tomb.
It is.
What's with the arsenal?
Ceremonial. The ancient Egyptians buried their pharaohs with an armory of spears for use in the afterlife. Usually, they're placed next to the sarcophagus, never separately.
Dad?
Huh? Look at that. Look at that, the shaft. It's broken. I wonder. Yep, look at this. There's a chip in this blade. So these were not just ceremonial. You saw a battle.
Here, switch off your lights.
Okay, lights off. Light off.
Oh. What is that?
That. This dried blood.
Well, what does that mean?
We'll have to take it back and analyze it and date it. We won't know until then. Let's go ahead and take that as a sample.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
Hey, your wire.
Huh?
Your wire.
What? Oh. Must have snapped.
That's high tension wire, Doctor. It doesn't just snap.
Well, how?
Fitzy, you stepped on it.
No, I didn't.
Well, you probably didn't realize, but you must have done it as you were filming.
Realize if I stepped on it? Well, you probably stepped on it.
It's all right, it's all right. It's all right.
Here
it's all right.
Stupid
it's all right.
Robot.
It's all right, just calm down, calm down. We're not that far from the entrance. We'll set up another wire. What? Oh. Oh. Okay?
Okay, it's this way.
Wait. It's not this way, it's that way. Look,
no.
I copied down a hieroglyph in my notebook before we set off as we entered.
No, I think we came from this direction over here.
They all look the same.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Oh, yeah, that's enough, Fitzy. Look, guys, it's this way. It's this way, yeah?
See, this is why we attach a wire.
Yeah.
It's strange. These hieroglyphs are all the same.
We only walked for a few minutes.
Guys, is it just me, or has it become really, really hard to breathe in these masks?
Pyramids are incredibly airtight. It explains how mummies can remain so perfectly preserved after all of these years.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about some pyramid mumbo-jumbo here. I'm being serious. Something's off.
Now stick close. I don't want to lose anybody. Okay?
Shouldn't we go back to where we were?
What?
Yeah, I think it was back.
No, it's impossible. It was positive.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. We have to go back in the other direction. This looks...
Yeah, we definitely came the wrong way.
What could this chamber be?
Holy shit.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, I assure you.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
We should not be here. Let's get out.
Oh, nobody move, nobody move.
All right.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
The floor is about to collapse.
What?
We have to back out of here one at a time.
Oh.
Fitzy, come on, you first.
Easy.
Move toward me and try not to step on the cracks. That's good. Come on. That's good, Fitzy. Hey, keep them. Okay, just come on. Good.
All right, that's good. That's right.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Okay, now, Zahir, come on.
Are you sure?
Come.
Stupid mask.
Oh. What is that smell?
Smells like shit.
Where are we? I'm guessing when the animal who destroyed Shorty decided to relieve itself.
Oh, that's a lot of shit for just one dog who got trapped.
Not only that, where did it go? How'd it get out? The only way out is up.
Still, we gotta get out of here soon. God, I haven't smelt anything this bad since Zahir's tent when he ate the beans the other day.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Nora, wait!
Michael! Oh my God!
Help
me!
What do we do?
Okay, man, don't worry. We're gonna get you out of here.
Okay, come on, guys, help me, please.
Michael.
Okay.
Calm down.
You need to push, all right? All right, push. 1, 2, oh my God. 3. Now push, push, push.
Stop! Stop!
Hey.
Okay. What are you doing to the phone? You're not gonna get reception down here. We're 90 feet below ground. The walls are 6 feet thick. Jesus, use your head.
Hey,
we are never gonna be able to get this rock off of him by ourselves. And even if we do,
there's water in there. Get it out. Okay. Look at me. Take this. I want you to swallow these, okay? I want you to swallow.
He's gonna be okay, Doctor. He's not gonna die, is he?
Vincey, just shut up, please. You're not helping right now, okay? Michael, look at me. Hey, baby, look at me. Michael, you are gonna get out of here, okay? Just breathe. That's right.
Oh, stay back. Something could still fall. What are you looking at?
This shaft should take us back to where we came from. You know, I think I can get up there.
No. That's not a good idea.
I've been rock climbing my entire life. If you give me a boost, I can brace myself in there and shimmy up.
God, she wants to climb this shaft. Can you tell her she's crazy? Sure.
I can do it.
Don't worry.
Help me, come on!
Here, take this. So we can watch on the monitor.
Is that you picking that up? Yeah? All right. Okay,
Sonny, be careful.
Michael, calm down.
Okay. All right, go slow.
Yeah. Okay, be careful, Sonny.
Hey, go slow.
Yeah.
All right, just take your time, okay? But... Just let us know if you see anything.
Okay.
Okay, Sonny?
Oh, God. You okay?
Yeah.
Go slow,
please.
Okay?
Hang in there, Zahir. Okay, let us know as soon as you see anything, okay, Sonny?
I think something is up here. There's some kind of low tunnel perpendicular to us.
I think I've got shit in my ear.
Dad, you in my bag?
You got it.
Here, use this.
What happened up there?
I saw something. I was almost there and it popped out at me.
It's gonna sting, okay?
So was it a dog, yeah?
I didn't get a good look. When I saw it, I lost my
head in the bag.
I saw its eyes.
Well, what was it?
Yeah, hold on.
It was the same thing we saw before he lost contact with Shorty.
Sorry.
You know, maybe it's the soldier, you know? He knows we're down here. He's probably gonna...
A soldier popped out of a hidden tunnel and scratched my face. Maybe there's a way out over there.
Carvings tell a story. You see these figures holding the spears. These are the same ones we saw in the Apex. This is a warning.
A warning? A warning for what?
I don't know. I think we should just stay here. That soldier will come looking for us eventually.
No, Michael might not have that long. Okay, we have to look for another way out.
All right, then fine. What is your plan now, Nora?
If there's a gate here, then behind those stones, there's a passage, and maybe another way out.
And if the gate has been standing here for thousands of years, maybe it's standing here for a reason. Who are we to destroy it?
Jesus! Stop being an archaeologist for a minute here and start being a human being!
Look, she's right, okay? We have to look for help. Maybe we can try the shadow.
Nora! Look at her face. We don't know what's up there.
Look, guys, we can't just sit around here. Okay, we've got things up there. Scratching people's faces. It stinks in here.
So put your mask back on.
No, I'm serious, man. Listen, like, if we can survive this drop, then so can it. Whatever it is. And while we're trapped in here, we're just like food in a bowl right now.
All right, fine. It's safe in there. For all we know, that air could be.
Yeah, we'll take our chances.
Yeah, if you ask me, it's not going to be any worse than the air we're breathing in here.
Yeah.
Hey. Is he taking it?
No. No, what? You want to sit here in the dark? No. And besides, if we get lost, then maybe we can follow the light back. You're not gonna need the hatchet, but it's just in case. I'm gonna go get you help, okay? I'm gonna come back for you.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
It's that soldier.
Sadiq!
What's his name?
Sadiq! Sadiq! Sadiq!
Help us!
Hello!
We're here! Sadiq. Where's it coming from?
I can't tell.
What? Did you guys hear that? What's happening to him? You guys, that's not Shadeen. That's Michael. Michael!
You two go! Find Shadeen!
Shouldn't we just go with them? How are we supposed to find Shadeed?
Hello? Shadeed? Are you still there? Oh. Michael.
I'm so sorry. I know you care for him, but we have to go.
Oh, Michael.
I'm so sorry.
Michael!
We have to join the others, okay?
Come on.
You gotta focus now. We gotta get out of this pyramid. It's not safe for us.
Taking them so long. Should we go back there?
Shadeed! Shadeed, can you hear us?
Right.
What happened to Zaheer?
Zaheer is dead. He tried to shift the boulder. It rolled over and crushed him.
That's impossible. We couldn't shift that thing between the four of us.
I don't know. I think he was chipping away at it with the hatchet.
Oh, that's a load of bull. We heard the screams. If there's anything we've learned today, it's that you're talking out of your ass.
No, she's right. You're lying to us.
What about the eyes I saw at the top of the tunnel? Whatever took a chunk out of my face killed Zaheer.
Calm down, lady.
Oh, don't tell me to calm down. I'm sorry, but Robot Guy has just been devoured by a creature we cannot identify, for Christ's sake. Calm down. Who the hell do you think?
Nobody made you come.
My job is to follow you guys with the camera.
What, you're just following orders now? Step up and take responsibility for your own action.
Hey, back off.
Keep her away from me.
Jesus, Sonny, relax.
Don't tell me to relax. This asshole has led us into a death trap.
I don't need this right now.
Look, Sonny, all right? You're panicking and you're freaking out. You're just looking for someone to blame right now.
Oh, I found him.
Well, that attitude is not going to help us out right now, is it? I just relax. Come on, just breathe. All right, I'm sure we can find a way out of here.
What we need to do is to find Shadeed. He got in here. We can get out.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, great. What's up?
That was nothing. Come on, Fitzy, you go first.
What? Me?
Yes.
Well, I'm a bloody guinea pig. Oh, for God's sake. You seen how tight this is?
Just go.
Oh, bloody hell.
Oh.
okay?
Can't be sure of anything in this place.
So, remind me again, guys, what do I do if this thing jumps out at me and scratch my face off?
You try to put as much distance as you can between you and it.
Right, well, this is probably about as fast as I can move right now.
Let's move faster, Fitzy. Okay, I don't want to be here long enough to find out. Guys? Guys?
Yeah?
There's something behind us.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Keep going! Just move!
Oh, Sonny, that scratch is becoming really infected. Your eye's not looking too good either.
We need to find an exit right now.
Please tell me there is something on this wall that explains how to get out of here, or at least what the bloody hell is after us.
This panel depicts the final judgment, the weighing of souls.
What?
It's from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. When a person died, they passed into a room. They were brought before Osiris and a panel of judges. And next to them was a massive scale. Then the god Anubis weighed their heart against Maat, the goddess of truth. And if it balanced perfectly, they passed into the afterlife.
They believe they were sent to the sky to dwell among the stars.
I thought the Book of the Dead was just full of spells and incantations.
No, it's more than that. It's a guide to immortality.
This was central to Egyptian philosophy. This is the final milestone.
When you believe in this rubbish, do you?
They believed it. I think the priest acted out this ritual.
None of this matters unless we get out of here. We've got to go. Let's go, let's go.
What do you see?
Still in.
I thought you said don't touch anything.
What now?
What? Throw it to you, all right? Get the end. You got it? Please, Tony, just hold on. We're coming right down, all right? Watch out.
Go ahead.
Just be careful.
Grip tight. That's right, you're doing great. Is that better? Okay. Is that a
Sometimes to breathe so hard, all right? Long breaths.
Come on, change places with me. Cradle her head.
Just take her head.
Oh, God.
We're gonna get you out of here, okay? All right, guys? All right, we're gonna get you off, Sonny.
Okay, you got all legs?
Yeah.
Okay. Pull straight up, all right?
The count of three. One, two, three. Stop.
Okay.
It's not working.
Okay. Mr. Ross is gonna bleed out. Okay.
Shit!
Okay, let's try again.
No! She can't take it. Just give her a second, all right?
Oh my God.
Huh?
Jesus. Oh my God.
Jesus, hold her.
Oh my God.
Hold her.
Sonny.
Hold her.
I'm
hold her.
I'm
hold her. Hold her still.
I
she
can't
twist.
I can't.
Hold her.
I can't.
She's coming. Okay.
Sonny.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I think I can get her leg off. I think if I just get her leg off, then we can get her out of here.
See, that's it.
No. We need to get her off.
Oh my God. Those creatures can come back at any minute. We have to go now. Dad? Your neck.
Oh, shit, is that... like the digger?
Probably. Just...
What? But why is it appeared now?
The mask stopped the onset. For some reason, the progress has been slowed.
Well, why didn't you say anything?
What difference does it make? If I'm infected, we all will be. It doesn't...
Okay, we gotta get out of here right now.
Well, that's our only choice. You okay, Fitzy?
Yeah.
Alright.
Those things, I think they're sphinx cats.
Or like the statue.
The ancient Egyptians believed that cats, like Bastet, were the guardians of the underworld. They could have been placed here to protect whomever was buried in here.
Alright, this way.
But how have they survived all this time, you know, without any food or water?
I think they ate each other. Each generation feeding the next. It's like rats.
Oh, great, so to survive down here, you have to resort to cannibalism.
That would explain their toxicity.
Okay, I see an opening up ahead. Fitzy, bring here. Bring your camera here, I need the light.
How can we possibly be back here?
It's a labyrinth. Wait. Let's just think this through logically. All right, we can't go that way. That's a sand trap. And we know that that's a dead end. But Corporal Shadid got in here somehow, so there has to be a way out. Look.
Shorty. You know, this antenna might still be broadcasting a signal to the outside.
Well, what are you thinking?
Hold on, 1 second. I can rewire my camera to it, and we can record a message and send it to one of the outside monitors.
Well, will that work?
It's worth a shot. I mean, I can't guarantee anyone's going to see it, but it'll improve our odds. What's that?
Ah, fuck. Ah, brilliant.
Okay.
Okay, so be quick, Doctor, because I'm not sure how long this aerial battery is going to last. And also, you know, the cat creatures.
Hopefully someone will bother to play back these tapes when they find our gear. If they find it.
My name is Dr. Miles Holden, and I was a professor at Princeton University. I am trapped in the excavation site with my daughter, Dr. Nora Holden, and cameraman Terry Fitzsimmons. And we need help. Two of our team members, engineer Michael Zahir and documentary filmmaker Sonny Marsh, are dead. This pyramid, unlike any other structure I've ever encountered, seems to have been built with the express purpose of keeping whatever is inside from escaping. If you come down here, bring guns. Is that good?
Yeah, it was good. It's really good. Did you feel that?
Yeah. It's like a vacuum pulling the air out.
What is it?
I think something's back there.
I think it's a way out.
How do you know that?
I don't.
Whoa, careful, Doc. Remember the last time you started touching things?
Entire life behind a desk, you know.
Creepy stuff.
Do you think Shadid came this way?
I do.
This doesn't look like the Egypt stuff you find at the British Museum. Hey, guys?
This possibly could be a link to an older civilization.
How are you feeling, Doc?
I want to get out of here.
No, yeah.
What?
Do you feel any sicker, or...?
You know what? I really haven't had that much time to think about it.
Oh, man. Shitty room to the kitty tune that, you know, also smells like shit. You think this was built to be some sort of prison then, Doc?
Oh, well, many temples in the ancient world were thought to be the earthly dwelling places of the gods. Some were benign and giving. Others, like the gods the Aztecs worshipped, were violent. They were imprisoned, and then they were fed a steady diet of human sacrifice to appease them. Thousands were sacrificed. So their hearts were cut out. Their bodies were kicked down the pyramid steps.
So, what's your point?
Whatever we're dealing with, it's not benign and giving.
Let's go deeper into this hellhole. Make it completely impossible for them to discover our bodies.
We just have to find the right escape shaft.
Dad?
Huh?
Dad.
What?
Jesus. Well, well, well. We were not the first ones here.
What happened to him?
Shit. Shit.
Hey.
What?
That's a Freemason symbol.
They must have built the offshoot tunnel that we entered.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, yeah, this is all very interesting, but our main priority should be getting out of here. The Masons aren't important.
They were excellent tomb robbers. If they couldn't find a way out.
Shit.
What?
You can't read this.
What is that?
Guys, can we drop the history crap for 5 minutes, please, and get out of here?
Just read it.
It's a journal. If it's any July.
May 21st, 1897. The path we took upon our entry into the pyramid has been blocked. We may have located a means of escape in the burial chamber. Last entry. And this looks like a burial chamber to me.
Right, well, then there might be a means of escape.
You're right. We have to keep going. We don't want to end up.
I'd rather face him once and for all than spend the rest of my life running.
Are you out of your mind?
Nora, come on. Look at all this shit we've been through. Someone will find my tapes. The least I can do is let people know who killed me.
What is wrong with you? My dad just died and all you care about is getting your shot.
It's not about the shot, Nora. I just don't know what else to do.
Fitzy, please don't leave me. Fitzy, please. Fitzy.
It's me.
This isn't real. No, this can't be happening. It's impossible. It's Anubis. You're the Devourer. He took my father's heart to weigh his soul.
What are you talking about?
Anubis, half man, half jackal. He ate the hearts of those he found to be impure. In the Book of the Dead, the last judgment is the final gate before resurrection or damnation. If there's a way out, it's inside that room. We don't have a choice. We can either stay here and die, or we
can die trying. God, it's the soldier. Come on, Nora.
I'm so sorry, Dad.
Come on, Lauren, grab his flare.
Tells the story of Osiris.
Osiris, no. You said Anubis.
Osiris was his father. Or his creator. It's the same symbol for both words. The Egyptians believe Osiris came from the heavens and brought agriculture and toolmaking.
I get that you find this stuff fascinating, okay? But right now, what we should be working on is how to get out of here.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Osiris knew that his time had come on Earth, so he had this pyramid built for his journey to the afterlife.
Nora, I promise you, look, I've got it all down on tape. All right, you can watch it back as soon as we're out.
Anubis turned his wrath on the people. He had hundreds of them sacrificed so he could join his father in the afterlife. Since his soul was corrupted, he was looking for a pure one. A pure heart, if you will. The only way to enter the final gate of heaven. My father was right. This pyramid became a prison, closed by the Egyptians to get rid of their own god.
Nora, does this thing give us any clues on how to get out of here?
It says something about a star map.
Right, then you've got to find it, okay? Because your friend Anubis is going to be back any minute now.
The exit shaft points to where the dead was supposed to be resurrected.
Well, then... I mean, there must be at least 6 shafts in this room. How do we know which is the right one?
The stars. Look at the ceiling. Fitzy, turn off your light. Look at the ceiling. In between the hieroglyphs, all those dots. That's the star map.
So what exactly are we looking for?
The tetrahedron. The three-sided pyramid is also the hieroglyphic symbol for the Sirius star. Look! There it is. The brightest one. It's right above this shaft. It's gotta be our way out.
Okay. All right, well, let's go check it out.
be the one. Look! Rope, this gotta be how the soldier entered.
Thank you, Captain Egypt. You think that thing will hold us both?
I guess we have to see.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you go first.
Yeah.
Here, take this. Just in case. I'll be right behind you, here.
Okay, hold that.
Try and get your leg up on that ledge. You can't be much further now.
Come on! about